We have learned that Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok has been caught and exposed for monitoring, tracking, and even spying on American journalists as well as everyday users. But first, don't forget that news breaks fast every day right here. Be the first to know when by tapping subscribe below to stay informed. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and TikTok's parent company said Thursday that employees obtained private data on four U.S.-based tech journalists and other American users during an internal investigation. According to the Daily Wire, a covert surveillance campaign by ByteDance, the Chinese tech giant which owns the video sharing app, led to employees gaining access to information such as the IP addresses of some TikTok users connected to Forbes reported earlier this year. Watch.
This morning, new revelations that employees of TikTok's parent company were spying on users in the U.S., including several reporters.
You're right. We are totally exposed right now. All this data is flowing back to China.
ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, now acknowledges four of its employees accessed journalists' private data as part of an effort to find who was leaking company information this year. Journalists from BuzzFeed and the Financial Times were reportedly tracked, and Forbes says its journalists were also spied on, saying ByteDance monitored journalists' physical location using their IP address. ByteDance says their employees' behavior violated the company's code of conduct. None of the individuals remain employed at ByteDance.
According to Forbes, ByteDance's internal audit and risk control department was responsible for monitoring the locations of American citizens. Neither ByteDance nor TikTok denied the surveillance, but claimed that no members of the U.S. government, activists, or public figures had been targeted by the app, and that TikTok could not monitor U.S. users as the article suggested. Since the Federal Communications Commission said it had no authority to regulate the social media app or control the flow of American data back to Beijing, and the Chinese Communist Party CCP lawmakers have been concerned about growing security concerns over the social media platform. Now, under the 2017 National Intelligence Law, companies are required to share their data upon request. Last week, the Senate unanimously passed that No TikTok on Government Devices Act, introduced by Senator Josh Hawley. Watch.
Congress is weighing whether it should ban the popular video app TikTok on all government devices.
The proposed legislation comes amid growing concerns over the threat the Chinese-owned social media platform poses U.S. national security issues. In a statement, a spokesperson for TikTok said the company was, quote, disappointed that Congress has moved to ban TikTok on government devices, a political gesture that will do nothing to advance national security.
The news of Chinese employees spying on American journalists and users of the social media platform TikTok is deeply concerning. Lawmakers have long been worried about the dangers of using this particular app, but now it's becoming increasingly clear that the security breaches go beyond just individual and personal data. In order to truly protect our freedom of privacy and national security, lawmakers should take it a step further and ban TikTok for everyone promptly and promote the use of more domestically based online services and platforms. Let's continue this conversation in the comments below. For the Next News Network, I'm Elijah Schaefer. Have a good night.
Let's continue that conversation now about the coming food shortage that American farmers are warning about, because they're not going to be able to grow enough food because of the off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means that you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. I have. And right now, you can save $150 off a three-month emergency food kit from preparewithgary.com at My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products. You will not go hungry when you have this food. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get yours right now. Do not delay. Go to preparewithgary.com and get your $150 savings on their three-month emergency food kit at preparewithgary.com. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.